The Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness. Chaos Walking, Book 1.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Michelle Cass. If we had a keen vision and feeling of all ordinary human life, it would be like hearing the grass grow and the squirrel's heartbeat, and we should die of that roar which lies on the other side of silence. George Eliot, Middlemarch. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Hole in the Noise. The first thing you find out when your dog learns to talk is that dogs don't got nothing much to say about anything. Neither poo, Todd. Shut up, Manchie. Poo! Poo, Todd! I said shut it. We're walking across the wild fields southeast of town, those ones that slope down to the river and head on towards the swamp. Ben sent me to pick him some swamp apples, and he's made me take Manchie with me, even though we all know Killian only bought him to stay on Mayor Prentice's good side. And so suddenly, here's this brand new dog as a present for my birthday last year, when I never said I wanted any dog, that what I said I wanted was for Killian to finally fix the fishing bike, so I wouldn't have to walk every forsaken place in this stupid town. But oh no, happy birthday, Todd, here's a brand new puppy, Todd, and even though you don't want him, even though you never asked for him, guess who has to feed him and train him and wash him and take him for walks and listen to him...